Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We discussed Syria. We discussed the Kurds. We discussed numerous things, and we're getting along very well.
That's President Trump at the NATO summit in London saying an unscheduled meeting with the president of Turkey a short time ago went very well. The president also speaking about the ceasefire between Syria and Turkey.
The border and the safe zone is working out very well, and I give a lot of credit to Turkey for that. The ceasefire is holding.
Back here at home, the House Judiciary Committee is holding its first public hearing on the possible impeachment of the president today. Four legal scholars will testify about whether Trump's actions meet the Constitution's impeachment standard. Democrats accuse Trump of abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes is suing CNN for over $435 million, filing the suit against the network over a report it carried last month, linking him to a former Ukrainian prosecutor. He denies any impropriety.
The House Intelligence Committee, we are the oversight committee. We have Americans and foreigners contact us every single day with information. We take that information, you know, we see them somewhere, we listen, we say, hey, can you get this to the appropriate lawyer or staff member on the committee.
Nunes speaking there on Fox News. The Bishop of Buffalo, New York, Bishop Richard Malone, has resigned. That resignation coming nearly 2 years after Catholics in Western New York began demanding that he step down because of how he handled a clergy sex abuse scandal. The Vatican announcing today that Pope Francis has accepted Malone's resignation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Navy is allocating $22 billion to purchase new nuclear-powered so-called Virginia-class submarines. The service is seeking to maintain dominance over China's growing navy. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the submarine force is fundamental to the power and reach of their integrated naval force. Those subs will be built at a Rhode Island shipyard, the first batch expected to be completed by 2025. A federal agency is offering assistance to areas still recovering from major disasters. Housing and urban development officials saying that they're giving more than $2.3 billion to 15 states and four American territories. The funds will be used to address seriously damaged homes and businesses and infrastructure after disasters that have occurred since 2017. Among those receiving the biggest grants, California, Florida, and Texas. And T-Mobile is out with the next generation of wireless service, the carrier announcing that it's launched America's first nationwide 5G network. The company says it covers over 200 million people across the nation. It all adds up to more than 1 million square miles, including much of rural America. The CEO calls it a huge step towards 5G for all. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How are you doing, America? Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Hurston time right now, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. He's here to explain it all for us. And so get your number two Ticonderoga pencils, your legal pad, and get ready to start taking notes. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I survived Thanksgiving, and you said that there was a quid pro quo on the pardon of one of the turkeys between Trump. Is that what Adam Schiff is reporting now?
You know, I must have heard this from one of the cable channels. They were reporting that President Trump only pardoned the turkeys if they agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
I love it. Why not?
It's just as good. It's just as good as the story that somehow he was trying to create criminal bribery with President Zelensky. I mean,
well, it's bribery, it's forgery. I mean, it's not quid pro quo. I mean, they just keep. Is Nancy Pelosi? You got somebody back there in the dark office, you know, with a little light on and a thesaurus, trying to come up with different words for quid pro quo.
Yeah, they are doing that, but they're actually doing focus groups, which are dubious anyway for research.
Well, no doubt they're not going to Walmart or something, because you know how the people smell over there and the deplorables. And of course, you can't expect anybody at Walmart to understand what quid pro quo means, right?
Oh no! They're not sophisticated enough.
No, let's just insult half of the country.
Bribery, and now it seems like they're going back to Russia collusion, because now there's a report that they intend to put in their articles that they vote on, an article of impeachment going back to Russia collusion, even though there was no evidence for it. It fell apart. Even Bob Mueller, with $30 million and 13 angry Democrat lawyers and investigators, couldn't find anything. But, you know, but Adam Schiff's always had it. He's told us.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Secret stash of evidence.
Well, maybe it's going to come out then. But, James, it wouldn't have been so bad. I mean, it's actually combined, because you had Senate hearings, you had some other House hearings and everything. In total, that whole Russian collusion was well over $70 million in total. And so you would think, after all this investigating, that, I mean, really, it just speaks to such a high level of incompetence that after all this is said and done, you know, they can't figure that out. It's no wonder we don't know who shot President Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's very true. There are parallels, and we don't know about the death of Marilyn Monroe, and on and on.
But Seth Rich, let's just go down the list.
Yeah, and how about Jeffrey Epstein? But but the fact is that this whole charade is not being done really, at least these preliminary hearings, are not being done for actual constitutional purposes. Obviously, they're being done for political purposes. What is the political purpose? It is to change the attitudes of the voting public, and they have totally failed. As a matter of fact, what they've done, and I say they, it's mainly Pelosi, Schiff, and now Nadler with his ridiculous circus. But what they've done is they've actually increased support for President Trump, and they've lowered people's support for the notion of impeachment. I think in some case, even among people who are registered Democrats, and that puts them in a box now where they belong. And their box is they're trapped because the activated base, the squad, Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders base, is screaming to Pelosi and company, impeach, impeach, remove, impeach, remove.
Right.
And the rank and file Democrats and independent voters are getting increasingly turned off by this impeachment show. And if they go to the Senate, oh boy, you know, it's going to be a truth-telling time.
Well, because you start leveling out the playing field, James, and what you were saying earlier, and I really want to hone back on that, and that is that America overall has this context of fairness, and they're seeing this for what it is. This is not fair on any measure of any kind of due process, and you talk about the Democrats. I mean, it's laughable. They talk about, oh, for the sake of the Constitution. They are absolutely destroying the Constitution by making this such a political circus, James. I mean, they are eradicating 63 million votes. Now, how does that support the rule of law and our U.S. Constitution?
Well, it absolutely doesn't. You know, I mean, our founding fathers, particularly Alexander Hamilton, expressed concern that impeachment would be something that would be debased, that it would be used for political purposes. And I don't think anybody back then saw the kind of incredible loss of morality and ethics that now is part and parcel of the Democrat Party today, where they will do anything to obtain and retain power. And that's why, actually, their lust for power makes them still believe that come January that Nancy Pelosi may come out and drop the entire impeachment fiasco. And what she will do is say, President Trump has done wrong. You know, we have the evidence, but we've decided to put it in the hands of the American people and let them decide because we're so close to an election, blah, blah, blah.
And meanwhile, we'll do some sort of backdoor censure on him or something, or is that?
That's been brought up by, you know, it seems like a trial balloon. Yeah, do a censure.
Well, they're looking for an exit, James. Some reasonable people are.
Exactly.
They need an off ramp.
Of course, Doug Collins is already, Doug Collins, the congressman from Louisiana, said witness number one in the Senate, Adam Schiff.
Yes.
And Adam Schiff has made himself into a fact witness by having either himself or his staffers or both have contact with the so-called whistleblower. Should we say his name? Eric Ciaramella.
Yes. It's pretty well out there already. So
I mean, everybody knows, but we can't say it. But
I mean, even Fox is starting to say it now. It took them a long time. It's like somebody had to come and kind of, you know, give them a little slap on the back to get it. They go, and then it finally squeezed out. But I'm sure there was probably a memo all over the building, you know. Well, we got to be careful. And
sure.
It's like ridiculous. I mean, it's so amazing, right? Because here it is, the whole media thing anyways, it's all buttressed on leaks. These guys have not had a leak they haven't fallen in love with. But all of a sudden, Eric Ciaramella is hallowed ground. Are you kidding me?
Well, there's all kinds of hallowed ground. You know, you guys, there are things where the media uses the term conspiracy theory and uses this term debunked. So if you bring up Biden and his son, oh, that conspiracy theory has already been debunked. If you bring up the whistleblower, Eric Charamella, and his contact with Adam Schiff, which is extremely unethical and smells like this whole thing was a setup, which, of course, most people know it was. Mm-hmm. But they'll say, oh, that's just conspiracy theory. Just like the conspiracy theory they claim surrounds this company CrowdStrike, which the president happened to mention one time.
Yes.
In the phone call between Trump.
James, we got to go to break, and I want to bring that back up on the other side, so stay with us. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
The little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I
program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Do you hear what I
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson. James, before we get on the CrowdStrike, you know, the thought came to mind here, and this would be interesting, because I got to tell you, if it had been the son of a Republican, the IRS would have been all over him, going, wait a minute, what 53, what 83? You know, $1,000 a month you're getting. We're looking at your report here. We don't see any income declaration for this kind of money. What happened here? I mean, you know the IRS would be all over it. But right now, because it's a conspiracy theory, and we've heard numbers from 53 to 83, you know, they run the entire spectrum when it comes to Hunter Biden. It's like, where's the IRS on this? Just saying.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I'm assuming that Hunter probably, you know, he took this as an employee of a foreign country, and he probably did pay the tax. But we don't know because the issue is never even brought up because we can't investigate something that's already been debunked. It's so ridiculous.
Well, supposedly there's 900, what, another, I don't know, $100,000, $1 million or something that Joe Biden's involved with as well, that he got some money from Ukraine, some Ukraine oligarch as well. I mean, this stuff smells to high heaven. But, you know, all that stuff is debunked, and like you say, you put it all in the category of the conspiratorial, and you can't touch Joe Biden right now, except if you're a little kid and you want to, you know, touch his blonde hairs on his leg.
Blonde hairs on his legs, and oh, are there roaches here? And
what was he saying?
Having kids jump on my lap? Hello? Yeah, no. Joe Biden has serious mental problems. It's clear that when that particular thing, I mean, if you look in the background in that video, there's a young black male child who's looking up at Joe Biden. He has a look on his face like, what the heck is going on here? Who is this man? And I think my theory is Joe Biden always had the gaps because he speaks mechanically. It's like his head is filled with index cards. Yeah. And he speaks in cliches. Mm-hmm. He's used to reaching for the index card. The problem is there's some broken mechanism where he brings up the wrong index card and gets jumbled with another.
James, he thinks he's funny. He really thinks he's funny. But see, the thing is nobody's laughing with him. They're laughing at him. That's if you don't work on the campaign. I don't know if you heard, but it was kind of muffled in the background. It wasn't quite as clear as the Eric Swalwell explosion that went on. But there was a different thud that happened after Joe Biden was speaking, and that was his campaign leadership. They all passed out, and they just hit the ground on their heads.
I do have some sympathy and feel sorry for that campaign leadership. That is, the campaign manager of Joe Biden, you know, taking a lot of Xanax. But in any case, that's why the Democrats, that's another reason why the leadership are reaching for impeachment, thinking that somehow they'll, by passing articles of impeachment or by getting close to it, censuring, that they're going to put stigma on Donald Trump. Well, they've been trying to place stigma on Donald Trump for almost 4 years, and it hasn't worked.
I know. James, you imagine, let's just get weird here for just a minute. Let's go over the top conspiratorial. Look, they impeach Donald Trump. They get him out of there. Could you imagine, you talk about a contested convention that's already in the offing for the Democrats as it stands right now. I mean, Michelle Obama supposedly sitting on the sidelines. You got Bloomberg and all his money with some sort of platform that sounds like, you know, it almost sounds Trumpian, frankly, because he's a business guy. And the things he's saying are the very things that are being done. So why would you trust him when you already got somebody here, a business guy, who has proven to be very very effective. And then we go back and we hear how you want to, you know, limit the size of drinks, sweet drinks, Cokes that we have, you know, the Second Amendment and all this other goofy stuff that he's spoken about in the past. But still, you know, the card shuffling of the deck that the Democrats are doing in, you know, in between wringing their hands going, oh my, who do we have here? Who's left? And, you know, Buttigieg, you know, seriously, come on. This isn't going to happen. Biden's going to blow up sooner or later. I mean, he just has to, whether it's his, you know, the result of his blonde hairs on his legs and little kids jumping in his lap that he loves to have. I mean, that little kid, you know what my thought was, James? The look on his face was, oh, my God, I thought we left our crazy uncle at the dining table at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
he's running for president now.
It's amazing. The party establishment is approaching Joe Biden kind of like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We got to keep him on top. We got to keep him in there. We're going to prop him up. We're going to try to limit his any spontaneous utterances. They're going to keep him on cue cards and try to push him through, get the nomination, because there's a group of people. And, you know, I understand their desperation because they look at the alternatives to Biden and they see loser. Mm-hmm. And so they do think that Biden has the name recognition, but he's falling, slowly falling in the polls. And if Biden loses Iowa, which is projected to happen,
right?
I don't think he could come back and win New Hampshire. I think the momentum will take him out.
Well, we'll have to see what happens, because like you said, this is heading for a landslide for one Donald J. Trump. And it's almost like the Democrats are going, okay, how do we mitigate this loss as much as possible? I just don't know how they can come up with any idea that they have anybody in their field to offset Donald. I mean, all you got to do is go to one campaign rally. You got thousands of people there, James. Thousands of people outside that couldn't get in. I mean, and this is everywhere he goes. This guy is a rock star, and they don't have anybody. I mean, who was it? Who was the aspiring, you know, one of the other late entries, Barack Obama's pal? He goes to a rally, and I don't even think they had two people there, and that's counting the media.
Right, right. You're talking about the Massachusetts.
Devon Patrick, yeah.
But, yeah, he showed there were two people. I know. And all these people were saying, well, if he gets in, it's all over for the rest of them. And
right.
The same thing with Bloomberg, by the way. Bloomberg's not getting the nomination. He's not getting the Democratic nomination because for a number of reasons. But the biggest ones, first of all, his strategy is flawed. Mm-hmm. Rudy Giuliani tried that strategy in a previous iteration.
Right, exactly.
Staying out of the early primaries, he was going to put everything on Florida. It just doesn't work that way, and especially with the Democrat Party.
Because it's name recognition is so important. And if you're not even there for name right off, you're starting so far behind the line in terms of people knowing who you are. I mean, we didn't know about Mayor Pete a year ago, but more people know about him because he's out there. He's mixing it up. And Bloomberg, you know, you're right.
If Mayor Pete is able to win Iowa and New Hampshire, he's going to become the presumptive favorite to get the nomination.
Wow.
He will.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing to see.
Well, they're really going to go nuts, the Democratic Party, because they've seen so many blacks exodus out of the Democratic Party and toward Trump. I mean, the numbers are phenomenal, James. Did you see them? I mean, what are they up over 30% now?
Initially, it was just Rasmussen. So many of the Democrats were just dismissing it, Rasmussen, Republican.
Right.
But now they have polls, the Emerson poll, and there's, I think, a Marist poll. And they scare the Democrats to death because approval numbers, 34% approval numbers, lends itself to an idea that, you know, 15% of the black vote, that's it.
Well, look at the Hispanic numbers as well, James. Hispanic numbers, they thought they had them in the bag, and they don't. That's far from it. But we'll pick it up. We're going to have to talk about it more next week. James Hurston with us, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This is sponsored by Office Depot. For small business owners, being flexible with your work environment is critical to establishing and growing your business. No matter where you run your business from, there are a few important resources to have in place to ensure that your operations are productive, efficient, and a step ahead of your customers' needs. Mona Bell, Product Manager of Consumer Printing at Epson.
Make sure you know what tools your business needs to function smoothly and choose efficient, cost-effective equipment to meet those needs. Many forward-thinking business owners are investing in a cartridge-free printer, like the Epson EcoTank Monochrome SuperTank. They are high-quality, reliable printers that free you from expensive ink and toner cartridges.
Available exclusively at Office Depot and Office Max, the Epson EcoTank Wireless SuperTank printers also allow you to print thousands of pages with each refill, giving you the convenience to focus on what's most important for your business. Find available product information and services at officedepot.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We discussed Syria. We discussed the Kurds. We discussed numerous things, and we're getting along very well.
That's President Trump at the NATO summit in London saying an unscheduled meeting with the president of Turkey a short time ago went very well. The president also speaking about the ceasefire between Syria and Turkey.
The border and the safe zone is working out very well, and I give a lot of credit to Turkey for that. The ceasefire is holding.
Back here at home, the House Judiciary Committee is holding its first public hearing on the possible impeachment of the president today. Four legal scholars will testify about whether Trump's actions meet the Constitution's impeachment standard. Democrats accuse Trump of abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Green silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. The lies of land I once lived in and
we're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it seems when it comes to our finances, Americans learned a lot in 2019. We're all raising our right hands. We're not going to do those silly blunders and mistakes we did last year. And we're going to be talking about this new survey with Sri Reddy, a Senior Vice President of Retirement and Income Solutions, and with the Principal Financial Group, in just a moment. Now, let me give you a little bit of background here. Nearly all Americans, 84%, plan on making financial resolutions in 2020. 95% of all millennials do, according to new data. That's from the Principal Financial Group. As the year winds down, more Americans are reflecting on where they busted their budgets last year, and or I should say in 2019, and importantly, what they're committed to correcting in 2020. Sri Reddy joins us now. Sri, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. This is good news. I mean, you know, the one thing about when you have issues in your life, if you're living in denial, there's no way you're going to fix the problem, right?
Totally agree. I think the first step to anything is admitting it.
Right. And so let's talk about the results of the survey, because it seems that, unlike most other issues, people here seem to be pretty forthright about their financial condition.
Yeah, and I think an anonymous survey will help with that. I think people also have a tendency to reflect as the year winds down on what went well, what didn't. Because with the new year approaching, you get a fresh start. You get to do it all over again. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you set some resolutions which course correct the way you're going.
Right. And don't do that, what some of my friends say. Oh, yeah, I decided to turn over a new leaf and I found the same thing underneath. No, that's not going to take care of the problem. Let's address, Sri, if we can, about some of the 2019 financial blunders that came out of this report.
Yeah, your opening comments, what's fascinating is we do this survey year over year, mm-hmm. Bill, and we have a chance to compare data. And if you look at the top five blunders that people said they made in 2019, they're actually pretty similar to the same top five blunders they made in 2018.
Mm.
And ranking stacking, the number one blunder, didn't save enough. Number two, didn't budget properly. Number three, I took on too much credit card debt. Number four, I spent outside of my means. And number five is I just broadly took on more debt. And the only change I'll point out from 2018 to 2019 is people did take on more credit card debt this year.
Really? So what was it? Just the attitude about the economy? They felt like they could handle more debt? That they just had better hopes for tomorrow?
I think generally there's optimism. You've got low unemployment rates. You've got low interest rates, which help with mortgage payments, help with refinancing, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I think those things have helped. Where you see is where people blow their budgets, ironically, are not big-ticket items. Mostly they're blowing their budgets on things like eating out, groceries, and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But where you see the optimism reflected is in travel and consumer goods. So travel expenditures are almost 40% higher. And consumer goods are about 35% higher than they were in 2018 as well.
Wow. Wow. Well, that gives us some indication here. So basically we just need to make, I don't know if you say better or smarter choices, using our budget, our financial budget to keep us out of those blunders, right?
No question. The number one way you can avoid all of these issues is to actually create a plan. And the plan starts with what can you afford? And more importantly, what should you afford? Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, 'tis the season to spend money. We're going head on into the holiday spending season. And often we hear, what people are going to spend. I think last year the average American spent somewhere around $700-$800 in gifts for Christmas. This year, I hear the number has gone up dramatically. And again, this is all part of the current economic environment in which we live in. People have high prospects, but this could get us in trouble, can it not?
I think so. I think you have to have a balanced approach, not only on how you're feeling today, but how tomorrow may show up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to the people that we surveyed, the vast majority, 57%, are telling us that they're going to spend $500 or less. Now, there's a good subset, 10-12% that are going to spend $1,000 or more. There's even 1% that'll spend over $5,000. But the vast majority are telling us they're going to stick to $500 or less.
Mm-hmm.
And that number changes drastically based on if you have kids in the house.
Right.
So if you've got kids in the house, and specifically kids below the age of 13, the chances are you're spending above that number.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Sri Reddy, who brings a well-rounded perspective, as you can tell, informed by more than 20 years of experience in many corners of the financial services industry, to his role overseeing Principal's retail annuity, pension risk transfers, direct-to-consumer, and Principal bank businesses as well. Sri, we touched on, as far as a good tip is to, make sure you have a plan. What other tips can you share for helping us manage this holiday spending?
The second tip I'll offer your listeners, Bill, is make a list of who you want to buy things for and what you're trying to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And I offer that for three reasons. One, people have a tendency to buy unnecessary things because they believe they're getting a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make a proactive list, you're not going to do that, right? It's sort of like going to the grocery store on an empty stomach. You end up with all sorts of things you don't need.
Right.
The second thing that you find is when you look at what people are buying, 77% of people are buying things or gift cards. And when you ask people, what do you really want? Most people tell you, well, I want an experience. I want something that feels different.
Mm-hmm.
So we're often buying the wrong things for our loved ones and who we're giving gifts to. And the third thing I'll tee up is when you're disciplined and you have a list, you can proactively save and plan for how you're going to finance that spending versus using a credit card or doing something you'll regret later on.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's nothing like, the January blues when you get the statement and realize all the money that you spend over the holiday, right?
No question, which is why one of the trends that I love to see is millennials are 80% more likely than boomers to pre-save for holiday gifts.
Really? And wow, that's interesting.
They are. And, and what's also fascinating is the vast majority of consumers already started their holiday shopping before Black Friday or Cyber Monday. So although people think that folks are waiting for the deals, I think a lot of that's hype. Over 80% of people began their shopping before Cyber Monday.
Well, you know, some of the retailers have anticipated that, and they have offered some pretty good deals, you know, going into Black Friday. So it wasn't like, you know, like in years previous. It seems that, you know, they're loosening up those boundaries a little bit and encouraging some early shopping, right?
I agree with you. I think Black Friday isn't nearly as meaningful as it used to be, especially driven by online shopping. I also think this year's shortened holiday window, because there's only 3 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, help with that. But the best tip I can give folks is the best deal you can have is keeping the money yourself and not buying things you don't need.
Right. Well, and that's an excellent, maybe a little, you know, bulletin board type message that you have in front of you, and you put it on your mirror and, you know, look at that once in a while just to remember of, you know, the commitments and promises you've made to yourself. Speaking of which, what kinds of things here, Sri, have Americans resolved to do better in 2020? What are they saying?
Yeah, I think the top five are not going to surprise your listeners, Bill. They're saying, I want to save more monthly. I want to reduce my monthly spending. I want to pay off credit card debt. Number four, I love seeing. It's basically, I want to build an emergency savings fund. Because a rainy day fund is really important. Half of this country is 2 months away from not being able to pay for expenses. And the last is, I want to save more for retirement, which is super important. I'll tell you, one of the things that made the list towards the bottom, but it's interesting, is people are thinking about, I want to provide financial support for a loved one.
Wow.
Because I think people are seeing aging family members who are unable to care for themselves.
Right, exactly. Well, these are good points. Sri Reddy has been our guest, the Senior Vice President of Retirement and Income Solutions at Principal. Sri, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure, Bill. There's tons of great resources across the web. At Principal, ours are hosted on principal.com/prepare.
Okay, and Principal is A-L, pal, you know, that you think of. You know, that's the difference as opposed to Principal I-D-L-E. So you want to make sure you know the difference in Principal, P-A-L.com. That's the way we spell it. Sri Reddy has been our guest. Sri, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas.
Bill, it's been a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you and your listeners as well. Take care.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
And I maintain that's the ultimate filter and the end game for us freedom-loving Americans is that whatever policy, whatever regulation you're looking at, does it make us more or less free? That's the question I put before you. David Barnes joins us now. He's policy manager at Americans for Prosperity. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. You know, a lot has been tossed around in this current, especially from the Democratic side, presidential campaign. Medicare for all is the offing. Sounds good on the surface, I guess, for some that are looking for more freebies. I mean, let's ignore the budgetary impact. Let's talk about that, you know, Medicare for all. Break it down. What does that mean?
Well, so you have people who for years have been talking about some sort of single-payer universal health care system. First step was the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, that passed about 10 years ago now. And now they're talking about how that wasn't good enough. It didn't control all of the government that they wanted to control. And so now they basically want to have a system where everybody gets government-run health coverage. So from, you know, cradle to grave, there's a one-size-fits-all plan that Washington is setting to say, here's what health insurance is. You can't buy anything else. Any kind of independent coverage you want is illegal. You know, doctors may or may not be forced to accept that kind of plan on government-set rates. It's potentially a big problem. They'll do a lot to reduce access and quality of health insurance.
Well, we got a little taste, as you said, under Obamacare. We saw doctors retiring early, heading for the exits, going, look at it. This isn't, you know, a win-win proposition for me that my rates are going to be set by the government. It's tough enough as it is. They've interfered with regulations. They have me spending more time in medical reporting than time with my patients. Just to meet just a couple of minor objections.
Right, and the cost. I mean, healthcare is expensive, and you know, right now we have market mechanisms that at least sort of try to get at that. Obviously, there's not a real market due to all of the government interventions, you know, in the health insurance system. You don't buy your health insurance; your employer does. Mm-hmm. You know, all these problems currently exist. But if you have government saying we're going to pay for all healthcare for everybody, then either that's going to be insanely expensive. And we've seen something on the order of $30 trillion over 10 years, mm-hmm. or it's going to mean very aggressive rationing. it's going to mean government saying, you can't get this medicine, you can't do this treatment, you have to wait in line for this. So we've seen in other countries as well, they've just looked at exploding budgets and they've said, okay, we're going to have fewer specialists, fewer MRI machines, you know, fewer of all these different things so we can get costs under control.
Well, and we know with any other bureaucracy, what we've done is, again, as I mentioned earlier, this whole idea, whatever we consider, is it going to add or take away from our freedom and our behavior? And what we've seen happen, clearly the evidence is such that when the government steps in and bureaucracy takes over, it kind of takes away from that self-rule and self-responsibility of the everyday citizen, does it not?
Right. I mean, people should be able to be responsible for themselves, and they should be able to insure themselves in the way that meets their own, you know, risk tolerance. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to, you know, have more out-of-pocket risk but pay a lower monthly premium, you know, that's on you. If you just want to stockpile cash and say, I don't want to be insured, I've got, you know, my $50,000 nest egg saved up for whenever I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do you. We shouldn't be in the gun as a society forcing people to say, here's the right coverage. You need to have your copay for a, you know, primary care visit should be $10. And for a, you know, knee replacement, it should be this much like that. No one knows that information other than individual people making those decisions and the doctor or provider of their choice. Mm-hmm. You know, if I want to see a nurse practitioner because it's less expensive than going to see a primary care doc, you know, that should be on me, and I should be able to, you know, benefit from that cost savings if I decide to do that. And Medicare for All would not allow that kind of situation because no one would be paying for what they're doing. It all come out of taxes, come out of the most massive tax increase in history.
David, this was never intended by our founding fathers to provide health care and respond to what the current vernacular and the current rallying points are, is that health care is a right. Where did that come from?
Well, I think health care, you know, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, even, you know, in World War II, was very different than it is now. And, you know, it was almost more conceivable that it could have been a right then as opposed to today. Where, you know, does someone have a right to $1 million treatment? You know, those kinds of things. Like, those are tough choices that our society kind of needs to grapple with. And given how insanely expensive some procedures are that have extremely low chances of success, but, you know, life is about trade-offs, and it's about people making decisions for themselves. And I think if we say there's a government right to, you know, full-fledged every single possible treatment for every single person at no possible cost to them, it's a guarantee for bankruptcy. And that's kind of where Medicare for All is going towards. It's going to be either bankrupting our country or extremely rationing care, as opposed to having a better way to figure out, you know, who gets what kind of treatment in a way that encourages innovation.
Yeah, I mean, because after all is said and done, when you look at health care for all, the damaging effects it would have on the profession itself, doctors leaving, we already have doctor shortages anyway, the impact it would have on innovation and, new prescription drug plans, all this stuff would be thwarted. And I mean, to me, this seems rather, kind of basic mathematical equations here. It's nothing that would be that complex, but yet you have people, I think somewhat irresponsibly, you know, trying to buy votes with this process, you know, using the people's money to buy votes on something that is a pipe dream. I mean, we saw, the reason that Obamacare didn't work is because people didn't want it. At the end of the day, because what they were told was going to happen didn't happen. You know, they didn't get to keep their own doctor. They're not paying less. I mean, it was all one big, you know, fable. And it's like, okay, if government's going to do another stab at this, then I think they owe it to the American people to really be very transparent, very forthright on this. But I'm like you, David. I don't see the future of really world-class healthcare being in the hands of the government.
Right, and you're starting to see former Medicare for All champions sort of starting to backpedal on the pie-in-the-sky view that they've had before and looking more towards a public option or a Medicare buy-in or some of these, you know, weasel words that they're using to identify a policy that's not quite Medicare for All, but Medicare for All who want it or something like that. But that's really just the same thing. It's having the government create a new system for anybody to get on that will eventually, because they'll use the heavy hand of government to not compete with other insurers, but basically force doctors to accept, you know, this public option, Medicare buy-in, things like that. And it's pretty much a Trojan horse designed to eliminate all private health insurance by making it so that if the government is, you know, both the umpire and a player in health insurance markets, they're going to be able to quickly dominate the health system. And don't be fooled when people say, well, we don't want Medicare for all. We're just talking about a public option, because those kinds of programs are still going to have the same government rate setting, government determination of who gets care and when and on whose terms.
And as you say, David, wisely, this is a Trojan horse, and I think most of us saw Obamacare as such. And it eventually exposed itself, fortunately, before it could do permanent damage. The challenge is that because they messed up the program, they broke it, and now the people are, again, they're looking to this government to fix it, and they don't seem to have the wherewithal, as opposed to just empowering the people and just saying, look, we're free market animals. I mean, the history and success of our country and our business operations has been with free market concepts. You know, let the people go across state lines, negotiate for their insurance policies. We know that competition is a good thing. It's proven itself time and again. There are other things, concierge medical services. We've talked to a doctor, Dr. Josh Umber, many times, and he provides, I mean, they provide an excellent service. I mean, in some cases, for $50 a month, you go see the doctor as often as you want. This is for basic health care, not for anything catastrophic, of course, but you know, at that point, if you're looking for, you know, catastrophic insurance, that's different. It's not going to be as cumbersome, but it's that day-to-day healthcare. There are avenues, there are remedies here, but it's almost like we got to try to somehow, you know, the government is insistent on imposing themselves on a problem that they created, and somehow we're to believe that they have the capacity to fix it.
Right. We can get, you know, high quality, affordable health care for more people at lower cost year after year if we just start really focusing on how to get more health care, how to increase the supply of health care, rather than focusing on how to finance it. You know, this, like, who pays this bill for that doesn't matter if the costs keep going up. We need to get more care. We need to get more doctors, faster cures to market, more treatments, all these different things. And the innovation that people like Dr. Umber and direct primary care, telemedicine is another hugely promising area.
Exactly.
People in rural populations, all sorts of opportunities for people to use telemedicine, and these things aren't happening. We're not even talking about them because everyone's so focused on Medicare for all.
Right, and again, government, as if that's not enough, then they want to take care of anybody, including illegals coming to the country. They want to provide, full medical care for them. I mean, this just, of course, just adds more pressure on the delivery of medicine and medical care that we're trying to offer to the everyday citizen.
There's an opportunity for more health care for real people if we focus on real issues of increasing supply, you know, disrupting hospital monopolies, all these kinds of things.
Exactly.
As you said.
Well, David, I look forward to having you back because we got to keep this conversation front and center for everybody. AFP's David Barnes right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What?